For the past 3 years, our reporter in London, Leo Hornack, has kept in close touch with two brothers. They're both refugees from Somalia, one of the countries on President Trump's travel ban list. The two brothers left their country to escape the extremist group there, Al-Shabaab. One brother, Abdi, got lucky. Abdi is now a green card holder, and he lives in Maine. The other brother, Hassan, is now stuck in Nairobi in Kenya. Leo checked in with them and has this update.
The thing about Hassan is that when things are really bad, his first reaction is to find them funny.
This is funny. This is very funny.
And to be honest, the past 2 weeks have been pretty bad if you're a Somali Muslim hoping to start a new life in the United States, like Hassan. Here's what he told me when we spoke via Skype a couple of days after the executive order.
Whoever did this, it's like a war on Muslim.
That calm detachment doesn't mean that Hassan doesn't care. He's been applying for refugee status in the US for years and was grinding through a process of appeals and rejections when the executive order was announced. Hassan says he's learned a technique to deal with this kind of situation. He's become what he calls an expert in disappointment. A problem expected is not a problem.
A problem that I expected is not a problem for me. The only thing now I can do is just to find out what I can do to ascertain my future. And this is what I've been doing throughout my life.
Is it because you don't like to dream big? Is that what you're saying?
No, I dreamed. One of the reasons I'm still hopeful, and I kept being hopeful. I hope something will change, something positive will come.
Contrast that with Hassan's younger brother Abdi in Maine. Now, officially, Abdi isn't affected by the travel ban. He's in the US on a green card, which means he's protected for now. He's living the exact American dream that the travel ban has taken away from Hassan. But when I speak to Abdi, it feels like he's the one who is most upset, most angry. Over the past few years in America, he's been losing his expertise in disappointment.
I'm not disappointed about America, but Trump has really disappointed me.
For Abdi and Hassan, President Trump is a familiar face. When they were kids, they had a handful of books in English that inspired them. One had a man with blonde hair on the cover.
We found the book, The Art of the Deal, and we just, you know, his picture is on the cover, and we thought like, whoa, Trump, you know, and he was an amazing man. He was a wonderful man. He's a rich American, you know, he's a millionaire and all of this, you know, and that's what America looked like to us. And I mean, if you go to America, you can be like Donald Trump. But the guy I see today and the guy I read about 5 years ago, oh my gosh, I mean, it's a huge difference. Really, really huge difference.
In the weeks since the ban, Hassan has sat tight at home, kept his head down, and kept up with the news. It's the refugee way in Kenya. Abdi, on the other hand, has been on the streets, attending meetings in Portland, going to marches, responding to bad news in what he calls the American way.
I think Hassan was expecting me to speak as an American. I have 1 foot in the American way. You know, I have so many friends that have sent emails and letters. They have reached out to their congressmen and congresswomen.
What's so American about that?
Well, because they feel confident that they are able to talk to their senators, that the senators are representing the people. And I think it's very hard to convince a refugee that there's someone who is representing you, that they can do something for you.
But Hassan says that just because he doesn't march or write to senators, it doesn't mean that he's given up.
The only thing I can do is say how I feel. And that's what I'm doing now, to say it. We only have to express our feeling to make people hear us.
That's the only power he has. For the world, I'm Leo Hornack.